how to fast forward through those next few episodes. Every single episode, actually every episode that I ever made, was like a huge mountain to climb, but particularly those first few: Ghostbusters, Bionic Commando, Wolverine, Worms, Overlord, Velvet Assassin. They absolutely killed me. Yeah, Ghostbusters, I was just cycling around on my bike being like, what am I going to do? Where am I going to find a Ghostbuster outfit and a setting? And then just kind of stumbled upon the church and luckily had my guitar with me and camera, and and that's what happened. I mean, the Ghostbuster outfit I could have probably put a bit more effort into. And then Bionic Commando, you know, the 80s theme. I've written about it in my blog about how I got chucked out of the arcades at Paignton. And that was an experience. I did try to get it on camera, but didn't quite. It's a shame. But yeah, they were angry with me. And Wolverine, getting my brother dressed up as Wolverine was definitely a highlight. Socks in the arms, and we laughed a lot, but also just felt really silly. I mean, like, embarrassed. Oh dear. Worms was really hard. I just was like, I have no idea how to dress up like a worm. You know, I could see in my mind what I wanted to do, create the worm's landscape with like one little worm on a cliff edge and one down by the little rock, and you know, but it was just like, I had the ideas but I couldn't quite pull it off. And that's always really frustrating. Overlord 2, I went to a party. It was a fancy dress party and took my inspiration from there, but I didn't actually use many shots from the party in the end because it was all really surreal and random and didn't really work. Like, I got a couple of my friends to do some, like they started doing some really kinky pole dancing and on the scaffolding by this sort of castle place where we were, and it was just like completely inappropriate. I couldn't use it. It was a shame. Velvet Assassin, actually, I really enjoyed making that video and going on the train, and that was probably the most fun that I had, apart from the party was fun, but and yeah, Wolverine was fun. Well, they were all fun, but I really enjoyed making Velvet Assassin because it just felt right, you know, the idea and the way that it was executed. I was sort of finding my stride. And then we come to today's episode, which is Batman, which again, like Velvet Assassin, I really, really enjoyed making it, and it wasn't like a total stress, like how am I going to pull this off? It was just like, oh, this is really fun, dressing up in as all these different characters. It seemed like an impossible feat to make the four costumes, and the costumes were crap, but like, it was fun to make them crap in a way. And I always made such a mess, that was the thing. Like, every video was just like a massive, I would be moving all the furniture in my room, in my studio, and you know, after a day of filming, basically it took me about a week to clean up. It was always a bit of an ordeal. What was the musical inspiration for the song? I was still at this point really in love with all my instruments and with really playing with them properly. I really enjoyed with this song making the percussion, and that was all me like banging various different things. Did you have a particular emotion you wanted to convey in the song? I was trying to capture the experience of the whole Batman phenomena, the kind of guy that he is and the kind of relationships that he has. You know, in a way it's hilarious, this thing that like, he doesn't kill anyone, but he just beats them up really badly. It definitely was a balm to my conscience. Like, great, I don't actually have to kill anyone. It was nice, you know, to write a little happy tune, especially after Overlord 2 quite recently just totally slating it and being grungy. How long did it take to write? Which bits were easier and which took longer? I think I've burnt my tongue on my lunch. Well, that's all for me. I'm going to play you a little version of the song now. Yeah, I hope you have a good day. Bye. Congratulations, Batman. game of the year. And they'll sing your praises, Batman. You're the man of the hour. And even Yahtzee couldn't find enough to spank your bat behind. But do you want to know what it is that I like about you? And if you care to know what it is that I like about you, it's this: that I didn't have to kill anyone. Oh, I didn't have to kill anyone. No blood on your hands this time, my girl. A word of praise for your gadgets, and of course the outfit. I guess the story's not too desperate, and for your enemies I'm affectionate. But do you want to know what it is that I like about you? And if you care to know what it is that I love about you, it's this: I didn't have to kill anyone. Oh, I didn't have to kill anyone. No blood on your hands this time, my girl. Yahtzee's evil genius mind, oh, and even Yahtzee fell behind when it came to spanking your bat behind. Just like I want to, like I want to, but how could we not love your good heart?
Rebecca Mays Live is a recording for GamePeople.co.uk. Rebecca Mays appears as herself. The editor and producer was Andy Robertson. Each live track, available from GamePeople.co.uk.